You want to build a business and be a leader in your field. You know a book can help you get there. But how? In this show, I break down exactly how to write, publish, and promote a book that will build your business.
What's important now is that I am a best-selling author, and that's awesome.
All of my speaking events are actually from my book content. There's nothing that I've ever spoken on that's not in my books.
Everybody kept saying, do a book. It doesn't have to be any good. There's no better marketing tool. There's no better calling card. It then becomes the most valuable business card you ever had.
Get ready, book business builders. You're about to go to the next level. Hi there, I'm Anna David. Welcome to Build Your Business with a Book. I am your host, Jess. I am also the New York Times bestselling author of 8 books, as well as the founder and CEO of Launchpad Publishing, which writes and publishes books for thought leaders and entrepreneurs. Today, I am answering the question, how do I get blurbs for my book? Now, by the end of this video, you are going to know 3 of my best secrets for getting blurbs, because it is more complicated than you might think. Now, first, I should clarify. The word blurb, somehow people have morphed this word, and when a lot of independent publishers are talking about blurbs, when they say blurb, they mean like the book description. A blurb is an endorsement. It is one of those nice little or long quotes from luminaries that you see on the cover, on the back cover, on Amazon, that you see all over the place. They are also one of the most misunderstood book marketing tactics. Now, I'm going to tell you something that may blow your mind, and that is that blurbs don't matter. They don't matter. Think to your book buying experiences. Have you ever bought a book because of the blurb? Like, oh, holy shit, yeah. John Smith blurb that? I better bet nobody does that. Blurbs are simply sort of social credit and validity, and they show our legitimacy and all of these things. But as an author and as a publisher of many authors, I have both experienced and seen how misunderstood they are. What happens is an author gets really excited about their book. If you're an author, you feel me. You think everybody is really excited about your book. You think, you know what, I'd really like, let's say, Elizabeth Gilbert and Glennon Doyle and Brené Brown to blurb my book. The problem is millions of people all over the world are thinking the same thing. So what you think is, well, I know millions of people are thinking that, but if they read my book, they're going to want to blurb mine. The problem is Glennon, Elizabeth, Brené, and everybody else, they already have a long list of really good friends who want them to blurb their books. And I know this because I am certainly not Elizabeth Gilbert, Glennon Doyle, Brené Brown, or any of those people. And I have that. So I didn't understand this. In the beginning, on my first book, Party Girl, I just sort of sent out, well, I didn't know. I just thought you just ask hundreds and hundreds of people. So I asked everyone I knew, which was mistake number one, because I couldn't use all of them. So now I've had somebody do me this enormous favor of reading my book, and I'm not even using what they did. Now, here's one thing that happened to me that was a very lucky break. I see this guy, Jerry Stahl, who is like the person who made me want to be a writer. And I basically, you know, embarrass myself. And I'm like, you're Jerry Stahl. Oh my God, you made me want to be a writer. I have my first book coming out in 8 months or whatever. And he very generously said to me something I never say to anybody. He said, would you like me to blurb your book? And I was blown away. It turns out Jerry Stahl is the most generous. There could be a club for people whose Jerry Stahl blurbed our first books. But he wrote me the nicest blurb. And then, because I had this incredibly generous, nice blurb from somebody that was very well respected, I then went and sent that around. And I remember I sent it to Dr. Drew, who I'm now friends with, but I barely knew at the time. And he said, oh my God, after reading that blurb, I have to read this book. And then I got a blurb from him, and it sort of went from there. Now, what I didn't understand is I was so excited about my book, I thought, well, it's just a great honor for people to be able to blurb my book. It's not an honor. I was so ungrateful. I just sort of took it for granted that people would want to do that. And it's only then people started to come to me to blurb their books. And I started to see in them the same sort of ugly behavior I hadn't recognized in myself. I remember this is who taught me. Lisa Smith, who's now a good friend of mine, asked me to blurb her book, Girl Walks Out of a Bar. I blurb it. She sends me the book. She sends me a gift certificate to get a massage, all of these things. And I realized then this is a really big deal. So if you ask anybody to blurb your book, make sure you express your gratitude. You don't have to get them a massage, but that was really, really nice. I got it. It was outdoors at the W Hotel back when we could all go outside. Oh, it was lovely. Thank you, Lisa. But my point is this. I get emails all the time from people who have clearly not read my books, but who believe they're very excited about their book and they believe that I should be very honored to blurb them. Now, it is, if you are going to send a blurb request to someone you do not know, do know that your chances are not great, but there are ways you can go about this that are super, super effective and super, super ineffective. If you go and get the show notes, I will actually put in there my ineffective and effective blurb requests. I actually have these written out. By the way, you can grab the show notes at launchpadpub.com/blog/blurbs. But basically, if you are going to go to someone, make sure you've read their books and make sure you are being very, very clear about why they are the perfect person to blurb your book and how much it would mean to you to do that, to have a blurb from them. You can also offer, this is something that happens increasingly. Back 10 years ago, I heard about this and I was like, oh, people do that. You could say to somebody who's extremely busy, hey, I know you're really, really busy. You don't have to read the whole thing. And in fact, if you'd like, I could write something, run it by you, and if you approve it, then we can use it as a blurb. Some people may be incredibly violated and offended by that. I know that I have both done that and had people do that to me, and I am completely fine with that. With some of the books that we've done, we've gotten, you know, huge celebrities. We got Magic Johnson to blurb a book. He didn't even have time to sit down and write it. So we basically, you could interview somebody and get the blurb over the phone. But I also think, let's say you have a book coming out in a year and you want to get big names to blurb your book. You can sort of strategically befriend people online. Now, I'm not talking about Glennon Doyle. I'm not talking about Tim Ferriss. I'm talking about like the tier down from the tier down from the tier down, like me kind of level. If you want somebody who is just, say they're not famous, but they're a New York Times bestselling author, they're a TEDx speaker, whatever it is, start stalking them in a very gentle, kind, loving way online. Start following them. Start subscribing to their newsletters. Start reviewing their podcasts. Start joining their paid communities, whatever you can do, and start responding. It is really, you'd be shocked how much you can be noticed. I have people that I have helped tremendously because they just started popping up in all the places. And I have had people who have helped me tremendously because I started popping up on their places and commenting and all of these things. So let's say this is like an influencer who you've developed a relationship with over the years. When you have a book coming out, you can just tell them. You can say, I would love to send you a copy of this. If it resonates with you, I would love it if you could write a blurb for it. No worries. I know how busy you are. Blah, de blah, all the things. But let's say you're like, okay, fine. I don't have the time to do that. I don't know any New York Times bestselling authors or TEDx speakers or influencers or whatever it is. Your next best bet is somebody who is an expert in your field. And maybe that's a professor you had from college. Maybe, you know, we did a book on franchises. And so the franchising experts that we got blurbs from are not, you know, bold-faced names that anyone else is going to know, but in the franchising world, everybody knows them. So it's basically you just want This is what we do with Launchpad. We only require our clients to have one blurb because we put that on the back cover. Anything else is extra credit. Darren Prince, the client who had Magic Johnson blurbing his book, he literally got so many blurbs that we filled the entire back cover and then 12 more pages in the book. But it's not necessary. I think one of the reasons people think blurbs are so important is that it's kind of fun to get a blurb. You know, it's kind of like, hey, let's talk about how great I am. So if that's something that is fun for you, absolutely go and gather them. But please, please don't let it stress you out. It is not required. And let's say you've got some influencer who's who you can call in one favor with. Do not blow it on the blurb. Wait until your book is out. Ask them to post about it, send out a newsletter about it, whatever it is. So that is how you get blurbs for your book. If you liked this video, if you're watching it on video, please give it a thumbs up, hit subscribe. Do go watch the other videos about building your brand with a book. And if you are listening to this on the podcast, dear God, I love you. Please don't forget that you can DM me your questions for me to answer. Just DM me at Anna B. Davin on Instagram, and I will see you / talk to you next time. Thanks for joining me this week on Build Your Business with a Book. For more info about the show, go to buildyourbizwithabook.com. That's B-I-Z, where you can get links to show notes and subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, and wherever you're listening to the show now. Speaking of that, if you got anything out of this show, I can't tell you how much I'd appreciate a rating and or a review on iTunes. And please don't forget, you can tell an author or entrepreneur friend about the show. Never forget me not, my company, Launchpad Publishing, is available to help industry leaders and those with stories to share at any stage in their publishing journeys, whether that's writing, editing, publishing, launching. Go to launchpadpub.com to find out more, and be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode. And you know, if you subscribe, you never have to worry about missing a show.